www.attableek.com, the reviver of Iman.
Just come closer, please. Come closer. MashaAllah, those brothers are freaks in Salah. Please come closer. Try to sit as close as possible.
Nearby lad. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله ما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا أرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبدل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معرضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, judges, beloved brothers in Islam. 11 months of the flagrant violation of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 11 months of every type of wrong we can possibly imagine. Whether it is riba, whether it is treachery, whether it is deception, whether it is polluting our homes with those instruments of zina, those shaitan boxes where father, mother, children sit together and look at zina taking place. Youngsters with earphones stuck in their ears, bodies jiving to the music. 11 months of every possible type of transgression, the natural logical consequence of that should have been that the announcement should have come from the heavens that too much advantage has been taken, too much rope has been given. Now the time for the whoop of Allah's azab and Allah's punishment has come. Yet completely contrary to that, 11 months of violations of Allah Ta'ala's command, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the 11 months blesses us with Sayyidul Shuhur, with the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Such a month that Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لو أراد الله أن يعذب أمة محمد ما أعطاهم رمضان. If Allah wanted to punish the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah would not have given them this month of Ramadan. Such a valuable month, those whose hearts were spiritually enlightened, they appreciated the value of this month. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah mentions in his kitab with regards to the Salafi Saliheen, or by his predecessors, that كانوا يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يبلغهم شهر رمضان. That 6 months prior to Ramadan they would make dua to Allah, that Allah must keep them alive to experience the month of Ramadan. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the onset of Rajab, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. O Allah, bless us in the months of Rajab and Sha'ban and cause us to remain alive to experience the month of Ramadan. لو يعلم العباد ما في رمضان لتمنت أمتي أن تكون السنة كلها رمضان. So Allah Ta'ala said that if my ummah had to come to know, if my ummah had to come to know the value of this month, they would wish that the whole year was Ramadan. How much preparation for Ramadan does Allah make? Allah who is looking at our transgression, Allah who is looking at our violation of His commands. كم أتحبب إليك بالنعم وأنا غني عنك وكم تتبغض إليك إلي بالمعاصي وأنت فقير إلي. One other it is mentioned, Allah says, in how many different ways, in how many countless manners do I not show you my love and affection for you by showering ni'mat upon ni'mat upon ni'mat, bounty upon bounty upon bounty upon you. And in how many countless ways do you not show your dushmani and your anger and your enmity for me by disobeying my commands, by utilizing my ni'mats, my bounties, in those manners which draw my anger and my lanat. Allah says, I shower my ni'mats upon you, I don't need you. You repay me with your disobedience, وَأَنْتَ فَقِيرٌ إِلَيَّ, but you are in need of me. Yet such is the khilm, such is the forbearance, such is the tolerance of Allah. How much preparation does Allah make for Ramadan? إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَتُزَيَّنُ مِنَ السَّنَةِ إِلَى السَّنَةِ لِدُخُولِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. When the hilal of last year's Eid was sighted, Allah commands the malaika to decorate Jannat for this year's Ramadan. 11 months Jannat is decorated. And when Ramadan comes, هَبَّدْ رِيحٌ مِّن تَحْتِ الْعَرْشِ يُقَالُ لَهَا الْمُثِيرَةِ. A wind blows from underneath the arsh of Allah. The name of this wind is Muthira. As a result of this wind, a ripple occurs in the streams of Jannat. The leaves of the trees of Jannat start flapping in this breeze. The handles of the palaces of Jannat start clattering. A fervor, an excitement, an anticipation is created in the atmosphere. As a result of which, Jannat starts making dua. Allahumma ja'al lana fi hadha shahr min ibadika sukana. O Allah, let there be those in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam who will spend this month in such a manner that he will make the decision that they are to become the residents of Jannat. The huri'een, the beautiful damsels, maidens of Jannat, they start making dua. Allahumma ja'al lana fi hadha shahr min ibadika azwaja. O Allah, let there be those men amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam who will spend this month in such a manner that you will make the nikah with us. Opportunity upon opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We cannot count, we cannot enumerate, we cannot ponder, we cannot even reflect over the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah. The logical demand of that was our subservience to the commands of Allah. There's a saying in Arabic, Al-insanu abdul ihsan. Al-insanu abdul ihsan. Insan, this human being, is the slave of the one who makes ihsan upon him. Somebody is your muhsin. Somebody favors you. Somebody shows kindness to you. Somebody extends a hand of assistance towards you. Naturally, it is the dictate of insaniyat that you become indebted to that person. You become a slave to that person. You hand yourself over to that person. Allah in one surah in the Quran takes 5 qasams and oaths. And what is it about? Allah describes a horse. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ الضَّبْحَ فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَ فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ الصُّبْحَ فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقْعَ فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعَ. Not just any horse, the horse of jihad, the horse of battle, the horse of warfare. Allah takes an oath of the panting of the horse, the rush of wind that comes out of the nose of the horse as it runs. Allah takes an oath of the spark that is created on the ground as the hoof of the horse strikes on the ground. Allah takes an oath of the manner this horse moves very, very early in the morning, advances towards the enemy. Allah takes an oath of the dust that rises as this horse moves. Allah takes an oath of the manner in which this horse penetrates right into the heart of the enemy. At no point does this horse say to its master that you have a problem with that person. You have enmity with that person, why are you putting my life into danger? You are opposing that person, why must I go through the difficulty and the hardship? At no point does this horse make such an objection. Allah Ta'ala, 5 verses describing this horse, and at the end of it, what does Allah say? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Verily this human being is very, very, very ungrateful to Allah. What is the link? What is the link with a horse? Of this horse which is used in battle, in warfare, with insan, with the human being. That horse, what does it receive from its master? What does it receive from its owner? A plate of food? Some hay, some grass, some fodder? Once or twice a day? And in repayment for that, this horse becomes a slave of its master for its entire life. Will put its life in peril to oppose the enemy of its master without objection. Total subjugation to its master because of one or two plates of food. In Japan, outside one of the railway stations, there's a statue of a dog. There's a history behind this. There was a dog that belonged to a college professor. Every morning when this person would leave the house to go to the station, the dog would accompany its master. Leave him at the station, and then the dog would return home. This professor would go to university or wherever he was working. After his tenure finished, end of the day, he would come back. His train would arrive at 3 o'clock, 2:45, the dog would leave the house, go to the station to meet his master, to accompany him back home. One day he got a heart attack and he passed away while at work. At 2:45 on that day, the dog left the house, went to the station to wait for the master, waited right till sunset. Then dejectedly with its tail between its legs, it came back home. It is said for the next 9 years, till that dog died, every day it left the house to go to the station to wait for its master. They erected a statue to commemorate the spirit of servitude and slavery and bondsmanship that is found in an animal. An animal with an inferior intellect understands this much, that being that made ihsan upon me, I am indebted to that being. Human being's intellect is supposed to be superior to that of an animal. Allah's ihsanat, Allah's favors, what price tag are you going to put on it? Can we quantify the favors, the bounties of Allah? هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهَرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. How beautifully Quran poses the question that, O human being, did there not pass upon you a period of time? لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. You didn't exist. No one made your dhikr, no one spoke about you. You were a non-entity. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. We created you. We created you from what? مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ. From a mingling of sperm. Wherever Quran speaks, in great detail, in fact there's very few topics in the Quran where so much of information and so much of detail is given, as much attention as is given to the development of this insan. الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى أَلَمْ نَخْلُقْكُمْ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ إلى قدر معلوم فقدرنا فنعم القادرون ألم يكن نطفة من مني يمنى ثم كان علقة فخلق فسوى ولقد خلقنا الإنسان like you heard in Tarawih today ولقد خلقنا الإنسان من سلالة من طين ثم جعلناه نطفة في قرار مكين ثم خلقنا النطفة علقة فخلقنا العلقة مضغة فخلقنا المضغة عظاما فكسونا العظام لحما ثم أنشأناه خلقا آخر فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. How many places Allah describes? Inna khalaqna al-insan. We created you from what? Nutfatin amshaj, a mingling of sperm. Wallahu khalaqakum min turab. Allah made you from dust, from sand. Minha khalaqnakum, wa fiha nu'idukum, wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. From dust you were created. To dust you will be returned, and from dust we will resurrect you. Somewhere Allah says, mimma immaheen, drop of worthless fluid. Somewhere Allah says, mimma in dafik, a spurt of liquid. Stage upon stage of creation. What at one time was one cell. How small is a cell? If you want to understand the size of a cell, they say take a centimeter, divide it into 1 million parts. This will give you an idea of the size of one cell. So tiny, you can't see it with the naked eye. You need a microscope to see the cell. And yet inside that cell, 1 millionth the size of the cell is the DNA. What is the DNA? They call that the building blocks of this insan. The DNA is so tiny, 1 million the size of the cell, yet it is made up of 3.5 billion nucleotides, 3.5 billion characteristics. The information that is contained in the DNA of one cell, if you were to record it, you will need 500 encyclopedias, each one 900 pages long. So tiny space, Allah has created this DNA. What at one time, one cell, 9 months later, this insan, this human being, a composition of 100 trillion cells, 6 billion times heavier, 100 million times bigger than he once was. 9 months later, he's brought forth. It is said in the DNA of all 100 trillion cells, if you had to pull it together, it will fit in one ice cube. If you had to open it up, it will form a rope from the earth to the sun and back 400 times. 80 billion miles long is the DNA of one human being. From total insignificance, Allah brings forth, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have created this human being in the best of forms, the paragon of Allah's creation, stage upon stage upon stage of development with such perfection. جَعَلْتُ لَكَ مُتَّكًا عَنْ يَمِينِكَ وَمُتَّكًا عَنْ يَسَارِكَ أَمَّا الَّذِي عَنْ يَمِينِكَ فَالطِّحَالِ أَمَّا الَّذِي عَنْ يَسَارِكَ فَالْكَبِدِ عَلَّمْتُكَ الْجُلُوسَ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّكَ فَهَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِ. Allah says, 9 months you have to stay in the womb of your mother. You couldn't stand. Who can stand for so long? عَلَّمْتُكَ الْجُلُوسَ. We taught you to sit on water. We gave you a pillow to rest on your right side, a pillow to rest on your left side. The pillow on the right side was the spleen. The pillow on the left side was the liver. فَهَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي. Does anyone else have this qudrat and power? What at one time was one cell, it is said the seminal fluid, the sperm that comes from the male, is not one sperm cell, it's 200 to 300 million sperm cells. On the other side is the egg. On that egg, in the fallopian tube of the mother, that egg has 60,000 different codes. There is only one sperm cell that has the matching 60,000 different codes. This 200 to 300 million sperm cells start their journey. Along the way, most of them will die. Eventually, only 1,000 will reach the destination. When the 1,000 plus minus reach the egg on the other side, the matching process starts. Where is this happening? Where is it happening? Fi butuni ummahatikum, in the womb of your mothers. Is the lighting good? Tiny cells, 60,000 different codes, matching process. Is there a magnifying glass? Is there good lighting? No. Fi dhulumatin thalatin, 3 layers of darkness. That task occurs that if you had a team of genetic scientists and zoology experts and you gave them the best laboratory and gave them, it would take them 3 years to do what happens in the space of 2 or 2.5 hours in the fallopian tube of that woman. Matching process occurs. If the 60,000 codes don't match, rejected, 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 rejected. until eventually the one that matches is found. Even when the matching occurs, then too there is an infinitesimal pause. If the command comes mukhallaqa, takhliq must take place, then germination will occur. Even if the match is found, and the command comes غير مخلقة, takhliq mustn't take place, that one also will be rejected. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. To Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. Allah creates what He wants to create. They want female children, sometimes only male children are coming. They want male children, female children are coming. They don't want children practicing contraception, children are coming. They want children going to this IVF expert, going for this treatment, that treatment. They want children, no children are coming. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates what He wants to. He gives males to whom He wants, females to whom He wants, pairs to whom He wants, and makes barren whom He wants. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. He has complete knowledge, complete qudrat over His creation. مَا مِن نَسْمَةٍ كَائِنَةٍ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَّا وَهُوَ كَائِنَةٍ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, any soul that Allah had decreed was to be born till Qiyamah will be born regardless of what you do. What is happening is on the decree and the command of Allah. If the matching occurs and the command comes مُخَلَّقَ, takhliq must take place. What is the first thing that is formed? What is the first thing that is formed? The heart of this human being. It is said the heart is older than the rest of the body. Why? Because the heart is formed first. What is the significance of this? One occasion, the Bani Israel came to Musa alayhi salam. They said, oh Musa, tell us, where is Allah's house? We want to sweep it, we want to wash it, we want to clean it. We want to show Allah Ta'ala our love and devotion. Musa alayhi salam got upset. What kind of questions you people ask? Allah Ta'ala sent wahi to Musa alayhi salam, oh Musa, tell them, if they want to find me, they will find me in that heart which is filled with my love. This heart has to become the arsh of Allah. This heart has to be filled with the nur of Allah's ma'rifat, the nur of Allah's recognition. The first thing that is formed is the heart. Stage upon stage upon stage of creation. Nutfa, alaqa, mudgha, idhama. Each of these stages, what is the margin for error? What is the margin for error? Scientists say if an error occurs in the development of the fetus to the extent, take a second, divided into 100 million parts. To that extent, if an error occurs, the eyeballs, instead of on the face, will end up underneath the feet. Such perfection in the creation of Allah. One organ, one limb of the body, the kidney. The kidney is the size of a walnut. It has 1 million holes, 1 million strainers. Kidney, 1 million strainers in such a small space, the size of a walnut. Then there is a rope around it, blood vessels. How long rope? 72 kilometers long. 72 kilometers rope tied around an object the size of a walnut, which has 1 million holes inside. Ask yourself realistically, which urologist really knows what is going on in the kidney? It's impossible. Walnut with a string 72 kilometers long around it and 1 million holes in it. Which urologist can possibly know what is going on? Obviously he won't tell you. If he tells you, then he cannot justify the bill that he's charging. No doctor will tell you that he doesn't understand what is going on. But the reality is, this heart is pumping enough blood in a day to fill an oil truck. Pumping relentlessly, for years and years and years and years. Somebody goes for an ECG, they do an ECG, they tell you electrocardiograph to tell you how the heart is pumping. 6 to 7 billion human beings on the surface of this earth, the ECG graph of no two human beings will be the same. No two hearts pump exactly the same. Allah has created such variation, such distinction in His creation. The walking of human beings separate, the talking of human beings separate, the way the heart pumps is separate also. One person got sick, his urine stopped. Terrible illness that is. He goes to the doctor put a catheter, whatever instrument, to get the urine to start flowing. Then the doctor presented his bill. Old man he was, 70 years old, he started crying. So the doctor felt sorry for him, maybe this man can't afford it. He said, okay, I'll give you 50% discount. So the man said, I'm not crying because I can't afford to pay your bill. So why are you crying? He said, there was one zat and one being. Today it dawned upon me. There was one zat and one being for 70 years that was doing this work for me. And he never charged me. Today insan has assisted me, already he wants payment. Harun Rashid was a khalifa ruling 3 continents. Those who are familiar with geography, what is the size of that kingdom? From Baghdad to Kashmir, from Baghdad to Portugal, from Baghdad to southern France, from Baghdad to Senegal in northern Africa. One ruler, such a vast kingdom. One day he's sitting with the muhaddith Muhammad bin Simak rahmatullah alayhi. He says to him, idhni, give me nasihat, advise me. Muhammad bin Simak says to him, Harun had shauk for hunting. So he says, you went hunting. The ruler obviously will go with his party, with his assistants. He said, you went with your party for hunting, but you got separated from them inadvertently. Now you were alone. Your supplies had run out. You were hungry. You were thirsty. Eventually, you were on the brink of starvation. Somebody came with a bowl of water. What will you pay him? He said, wa'atihi nisfa mulki, I'll give him half my kingdom for the bowl of water. He says, okay, you took the bowl of water and you drank it and then it got stuck. The water refused to come out. You were writhing in pain, in agony, excruciating pain. Someone came and said they will relieve you. What will you pay him? He said, wa'atihi nisfa mulki, I'll give him half my kingdom. Then Muhammad bin Simak rahmatullah alayhi smiled. He said, inna mulkan. Inna mulkan qimatu nisfihi al-shurba. وَقِيمَةُ نِسْفِهِ الْبَوْلَ لَخَلِيقُنَ اللَّهِ يُتَنَافَسْ فِيهِ. He said, oh Harun, that kingdom, 3 continents, that kingdom, half of which is equal to a bowl of water, and half of which is equal to a bowl of urine. How is it that you disobey Allah in pursuing such a kingdom? What price tag are you going to put on the ni'mat of Allah? One relative had an operation. They said that the stitches are still very fresh, don't move. What they say in Urdu, karwat badalna, just this ability to turn, to move. When they try and stay still. How long you can stay still? They told him 6 hours after the operation you can't move. After 2 or 3 hours this person was in agony. They said, never let the stitches open, let me bleed to death but I'm going to move. Just this ability to be able to move is such a great ni'mat, such a great bounty of Allah. 9 months pass, the time for this amanat to come into the world has come. The child is large, the passage is small. أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْمَلَكِ الْمُوَكَّلِ بِالْأَرْحَامِ فَأَخْرَجَكَ عَلَى رِيشَةٍ مِّنْ جَنَاحِهِ ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَى. Allah says, we send wahi, revelation to the angel that was deputed to guard over the womb. The angel stretches out its wing and the passage of this amanat into the dunya is made easy. The passage is small, the head is large. It is said that the bones of the skull are hard. They have to be hard to protect the brain. But if the bones of the skull of a newborn, of an unborn child, had to be hard, as the child is being born, the skull would crack. So prior to birth, the bones of the skull are soft. It becomes hard after the child is born. Which scientist is sitting there doing this? Where is this instruction coming from? Where is this know-how coming from? فَهَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي. Does anyone else besides Allah have this qudrat? The child is born. لا لك سن تقطع ولا لك يد تبطش ولا لك رجل تمشي. Your teeth cannot bite. You don't even have teeth. Your hands cannot grasp. Your feet cannot walk. You are helpless. 9 months in the womb of your mother, you were not allowed to breathe. If you breathed in once, you would have died. You would have suffocated. There you were not allowed to breathe. The moment you come into the world, the child cries. What happens? The lungs open up. 9 months there, if you breathe, you will die. Here, if you don't breathe, you will die. The child comes into the world, lets out the screech. That is the first breath that the child is taking in. Umbilical cord, Allah sustained you with that in the 9 months. The moment you come into the world, the umbilical cord is cut off. No teeth, no hands that can grasp, no feet that can walk. Your supply line is cut off. What does Allah do? عَذَرْتُ لَكَ عِرْقَيْنِ رَقِيقَيْنِ يُنْبِعَانِ لَكَ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا فِي ثَدِي أُمِّكَ دَافِيًا فِي الشِّتَاءِ بَارِدًا فِي الصَّيْفِ فَهَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي. Allah says, I set forth 2 streams of pure milk in the breast of your mother. In winter, naturally warm. In summer, naturally cool. Nothing more nutritious. Hukama say that if a person does not adopt things in his diet which will cancel the beneficial effects of the milk of his mother that he drank, the effects or the benefits of it will last for 40 years. Nothing more nutritious for this child than the milk that emanates from the breast of its mother. What is even more ajeeb, sometimes a woman carries a child for 7 months, born premature, sometimes 8 months, sometimes the full 10 or 9 months. The nutritional needs and requirements of these babies vary. A child that is born prematurely, its nutritional requirements are more, because its digestive system is not fully developed. The child that is carried full 9 months, its nutritional requirements are less. It is said that the milk from the breast of a woman who carried a child 7 months and the one that carried it 9 months is not the same. Which scientist or technician or laboratory technician was there to alter the formula? This is Allah's qudrat, Allah's deen, Allah's favor. And such is Allah's favor, such is Allah's mercy, that this rule applies to all. Allah knows tomorrow that same child is to become Firaun, or to become Haman, or to become Qarun, or to become Shaddad, or to become Abu Jahl, yet still the same intizam and system put together for that child. You are helpless, totally dependent. What does Allah say? جَعَلْتُ لَكَ حَنَانًا فِي صَدْرِ أَبُوَيْكَ. لا يأكلان حتى تشبع ولا ينامان حتى ترقد. الله أكبر. Allah says, we made 2 human beings restless for you. We made 2 human beings restless for you. Till you sleep, they won't sleep. Till you eat, they won't eat. Someone else's child cries, what happens? Your head pains. What's wrong? Irritating. Tell the child to keep quiet. Your own child cries, your heart starts paining. What creates this difference? Ja'altu, even that love and affection that the mother shows, the father shows, this restlessness that Allah has created in these human beings for that child, that also is from the mercy of Allah. Allah says in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِيُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In the incidents of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam mentioned in the Quran is ibra, is lesson. Unfortunately today, as we have mentioned many times, the Quran has become an irrelevant message for us. This month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. Allah says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. This is the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. Imam Ismail rahimahullah was a great linguistic master, an expert in Arabic grammar, particularly in the difficult words to comprehend of the Quran. One night he is making tawaf of Kaabatullah. He hears one young girl reciting a few couplets. He was an expert in poetry, expert in linguistic rules of Arabic. He's totally impressed by the command of the Arabic language that this young child exhibits. So he pauses his tawaf and he says to that young child, recite more poetry. Obviously it was his field, so he could appreciate it. Today, unfortunately, whether somebody is singing poems or reading Quran, we won't know the difference. Because we don't have that attachment. We don't have that attachment with Quran. One Bedouin was passing. Somebody was reading Quran, Surah Yusuf. فَلَمَّا اسْتَيْأَسُوا مِنْهُ خَلَصُوا نَجِيًّا That when the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam lost hope, became despondent of convincing the king of Egypt to release their brother Binyamin, they went on one side to make mashura. This is the literal translation. To us, فَلَمَّا اسْتَيْأَسُوا مِنْهُ خَلَصُوا نَجِيًّا Literally translated, when they lost hope, they went on one side to make mashura. There was one Bedouin passing, he hears this verse of the Quran, he falls into sajda. He falls into sajda and he says, Ashhadu anna al-makhluq la yaqdiru ala mithli hadha al-kalam. He says, I bear witness that no creation is able to produce such kalam. What was it? Their understanding. Their understanding of the Arabic, their understanding of the background, their understanding of the text of the Quran. Ismail says to this young girl, recite more poetry. What is her response? She says, Abad al-Qur'an. After Qur'an, you still want me to recite poetry. After Qur'an, she says, two amr, two nahi, two basharat in one sentence. What is amr? Injunction, order, command, two commands, two prohibitions, and two glad tidings in one sentence. You don't have to know Arabic to understand how difficult this is. Give two injunctions, two prohibitions and two glad tidings in one sentence. And that to then to make it sound poetic, it's impossible for a human being. What was she referring to? The mother of Musa alayhi salam, Firaun had issued the order. Every male child is to be killed on birth. She feared for the life of her child. She hid the child, Musa alayhi salam. Eventually she became afraid. فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِي Allah says, we sent inspiration to the mother of Musa alayhi salam that breastfeed him. Breastfeed him. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ When you fear for his life, what must you do? When you fear for his life, hide him, covet him, protect him, cover him up. No, what does Quran say? فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ When you fear for the life of your child, فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ Throw him into the ocean. This is literal translation. Allah is teaching us iman, sabak of iman, that hifazat and protection is in the hands of Allah. Life is in Allah's hands. Death is in Allah's hands. Advancement is in Allah's hands. Decline is in Allah's hands. The beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima bint Muhammad, Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah, she comes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such is the level of suffering, hardship and qurbani for the deen of Islam. Understand how this deen came to us, what is the legacy and dastan of qurbani and sacrifice. Imran bin Hussein is the narrator of the hadith. He says, Fatima bint Muhammad comes in front of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقَدْ ذَهَبَ عَنْ وَجْهِهَا أَثْرُ الدَّمْ She was on the brink of starvation. On the brink of starvation. He says the color of blood had left her face. Her cheeks were deathly yellow. Her pallor was yellow. She was on the brink of starvation. In that condition, she comes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba were at his beck and call. They would address him, نَفْدِيكَ بِعَبَائِنَا وَأُمَّهَاتِنَا They would address him, may our parents be sacrificed upon you. He could have ordered any of them. He could have ordered any of them to bring food for Fatima. They would have laid their lives down. Even if they didn't have food, they would have found it and brought it. Such was their devotion to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such was the level of devotion. And such was his contact with his beloved daughter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Akrimu awladakum. Akrimu awladakum. Honor your children. Honor your children. Today, what is the situation in our homes? What is the situation in our homes? Business, the business is run on credit. Buy things on credit, sell things on credit. Buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like. Keeping up with the Janes and Jones of society, relentless rat race, each one trying to outdo the next one. Each one competing with the next one, every season change of furniture. The lounge suite must match the carpet must match the curtains. Why? What the neighbors will think, what society will think. Wedding functions with such extravagance, where debt is incurred for years and years, the debt to pay back that debt, years and years will come out. Behind it what? Behind it this relentless pursuit of trying to keep up with others. One occasion Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hand in dua. He said, Allahumma, Allahumma, inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wa al-dayn. He said, oh Allah, I seek your protection. I seek your protection from kufr. What can be worse than kufr? Losing one's iman. Allahumma khfazna min. What can be worse than kufr? And yet, with that, what does he ask? It is the principles of balaghat, there should be equanimity in speech. He's asking for protection from something terrible. Two things he asks for. Protection from kufr, so the next thing must be just as bad. So what does he say? Oh Allah, I seek your protection from kufr and debt. Kufr and debt, what is meant? Unnecessary debt. Sahaba are shocked. They are shocked. Atadilu al-kufra bid-dayn? Ya Rasulullah, you are comparing kufr to debt? You are comparing debt to kufr? Are these two things equal in severity? He said yes. He said yes. La tukhawwifu anfusakum ba'da amniha. He said, oh my sahaba, don't lock yourself up. Don't tie yourself up after Allah has freed you. So they asked him, Ya Rasulullah, what do you mean? Tie ourselves up, put a lock, put a chain around us after Allah has freed us. He said, incurring unnecessary debt. Living beyond your means. Living beyond your means, incurring debt. There will be no chair, no peace. Like somebody made a joke the other day. They said, Abdullah borrowed 100,000 from Muhammad. Abdullah gave him a PDC. Post-dated check, dated for the end of the month. 29th of the month came, Abdullah is pacing up and down. Why? There's no money in the account. And he's given a check to Muhammad. He owes him the money. Squandered. Pacing up and down, can't sleep. Wife comes and says, why you can't sleep? He says, I gave a check, tomorrow's date. Or promissory note, or whatever you call it. For tomorrow's date, and there's nothing in the account. Wife goes out of the room, little while later she comes back. She says to him, you can go and sleep now. Don't worry, I sorted it out. He says, what do you mean? She says, I phoned Muhammad's wife, and I told her, that don't bother, tell your husband, don't bother about putting in the check. Now he'll be awake, you can sleep. Restless. Why? Taking on a burden that is beyond us. This has become the family structure. The male of the family, the breadwinner, living beyond the means. Such is the dictates and demands of the family put upon him. One was a period. Sahabi is leaving the house. Where is he going? He's not going in jihad. He's not going in the path of Allah. He's going to the marketplace. The wife will call out from behind, إِيَّاكَ وَكَسْبِ الْحَرَامِ فَإِنَّا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى الْجُوعِ وَلَا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمِ. Beware of bringing haram into my home. Beware of bringing haram into my home. I can make sabr on hunger. I will never be able to make sabr over the azab of Jahannam. One was that period of time. Even the women of Madinah Munawwara, every home was a markaz of iman. This is why elders are begging us. They say, let there be quality family time. Sit with your family. Father, mother and children, instead of that shaitan box, sit together. قَالَ اللَّهُ قَالَ الرَّسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Masturat Jamaat from Sri Lanka came few years ago to South Africa. They were giving karguzari. They say not masjid talim, home talim. Not masjid talim, home talim. They are making 1.5 hours every day. 1.5 hour every day, home talim. We hear something like this, we say, where do they find the time? First world country, where are they going to find the time? We are an advanced nation, enlightened thinkers. For that shaitan box this time, for internet this time, for useless sports and amusements this time, for frivolous novels this time, for everything else this time. But for Qala Allah and Qala Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is no time. Jab karne ke kaam nahi karenge, to phir na karne ke kaam karenge. If the ummah will not do what it is supposed to do, then it will do what it is not supposed to do. That is the principle. Principle of life, populate your time correctly, Allah will save you from that which you are not supposed to do. Hand yourself over to activities which you are not supposed to do, Allah will take the barakah away. Allah's Rasul said, let your home be sufficient for you. The life of a mu'min is masjid, home. Today what it is, clubs. Clubs, frivolous activities. Person is coming home 2-3 in the morning. Where is he coming home? Spending time with my friends. Stranger in his own house. The wife involved in her things, she's a stranger. The teenage children growing up, total. There's no relationship. So when the person's child is a teenager, father enters the room, what the teenager turns around and says, you invaded my privacy, why didn't you knock? Why didn't you knock before you entered my home, my room? The child is telling the father, then what you do? Go look for the Jamaat. Go look for the Mulisab, look for one Tawiz. When it's too late. What were the seeds that were planted? Our elders are saying, daily sit with your family. Qala Allah, Qala Rasul. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is making siesta. Qailullah. At the home of Umm Ayman radiallahu anha. He hears a knock, a knock, a knock on the door. That's all, knock. And what is the reaction? This incident is mentioned in Hayat al-Sahab. I'm not going into the details. Just this point. He hears a knock and what is the reaction? He says, innaha ladakbu Fatima. He said, that knock is my daughter. The knock on the door, he recognized, was the knock of Fatima radiallahu anha. That kind of connection Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had with his children. When Fatima or his other daughters would enter, Sahaba say, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would get up, embrace them and kiss them on the forehead. Akrimu uladakum. Honor your children. Very easy to sit back and say, children are disobedient. What effort have we made? What seeds have we planted? What seeds have we planted? Do we expect some institution? Do we expect some institution? Do we expect some strangers to make tarbiyat of our children? Kullukum ra'in, kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyatihi. Allah's Rasul said, every one of you is a shepherd, and Allah is going to question you about your flock. Those children are an amanat, a trust. What did you do? Did you protect that trust? Did you nurture that trust? Or did you misappropriate that trust? Coming back to this incident, فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ The mother of Musa alayhi salam is told that if you fear for his life, فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ Throw him into the ocean. System of Allah, system of Allah. The sabak of Iman Rasulullah s.a.w. taught Fatima radiallahu anha, قَدْ ذَهَبَ عَنْ وَجْهِهَا أَثْرَ الدَّمْ The color of blood had left her cheeks deadly, pale, yellow, on the brink of starvation, even at this juncture. Even at this juncture, he could have commanded any sahabi. Sahaba would have laid their lives down. He could have commanded them to bring food. But what does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do? He teaches his ummah the sabak of Iman. Even at this juncture, his daughter is on the brink of starvation. Yaqeen is taught to the ummah. Looks to the heavens. Ya mushbi al-ja'a. وَيَا قَاضِيَ الْحَاجَةِ وَيَا رَافِعَ الْوَضَعَ لَا تُجِعْ فَاطِمَةَ بِنْتِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ He says, Oh my Allah, you are the one that satiates, that satisfies after hunger with food, without food. Food is your makhluk. Hunger is your makhluk. Satisfaction is your makhluk. Oh Allah, sustain my daughter without food. That is Isha. Ya Allah, you are the one that fulfills the needs, with means or without means. You are the one that raises those that are downtrodden, whether circumstances are in favor or against. Regardless, you are not in need of any system. No sooner he makes this dua, the narrator of the hadith says, the color of health and vigor came back to the face of Fatima without any food. Somebody asked her what was the effect of this dua of Rasulullah. She said, years passed and I did not experience hunger. Years passed and I did not experience hunger. Yaqeen, conviction. This iman was taught. Every home of Medina Munawwara was a markaz of iman. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ Musa is told, when you fear for his life, throw him into the ocean. And somewhere else Allah says, what will happen after you throw him into the ocean? فَلْيُلْقِهِ الْيَمُّ بِالسَّاحِلِ The ocean will throw his cradle onto the bank where? فَلْيَأْخُذُ عَدُوُ لِي وَعَدُوُ اللَّهِ Right into the hand of my and your enemy. Allah says, if you fear for his life, throw him into the ocean. فَلْيُلْقِهِ الْيَمُّ بِالسَّاحِلِ يَأْخُذُهُ عَدُوٌ لِي وَعَدُوٌ لَّهُ The ocean will take him right to the head of my and your enemy. But, two orders, أَوْحَيْنَا, two amars, two injunctions. أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِي We commanded the mother of Musa alayhi salam, breastfeed him, one injunction. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ When you fear for his life, throw him into the ocean. Second injunction. After you do that, وَلَا تَخَافِي First prohibition, do not fear. Don't fear for him. وَلَا تَخْزَنِي Do not grieve for him. Two injunctions, two prohibitions. And two glad tidings. What are the glad tidings? إِنَّا رَادُّهُ إِلَيْكِ We will send him back to you. وَجَعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ And we will make him a Nabi. This young girl says to Ismail, two injunctions, two prohibitions, two glad tidings in one sentence. About the Quran, after Quran, you still want me to recite poetry? Such a kalam! Al-makhluq la yaqdiru ala mithli hadha al-kalam. The creation is impossible for them to produce such kalam. Nevertheless, Fir'aun, Musa alayhi salam brought into the lap of Fir'aun. Fir'aun points to the child. Innahu qatili, this is the one that's going to kill me. This is the one that's going to take my throne. Yet, he could not harm even one hair on the body of Fir'aun. Why? Because the missus said, Asya, the wife of Fir'aun, such a big tyrant and ruler, yet he had to listen to his wife. Like some people say nowadays, I am the boss in my house, and I have my wife's permission to say so. Hukumat is theirs. She said, I want to adopt this child. Fir'aun now he has to pay for the welfare of this child. But he's got his reservations. He's got his reservation that perhaps this child is from the Bani Israel. So what is he doing? X-ray vision, each woman that's coming. Each woman that's coming. Why? حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعَ مِنْ قَبْلِ Allah said, we made it haram upon this child to drink the milk of any woman besides his mother. حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعَ We made it haram, forbidden. So the child was refusing to drink and starving and starving and starving. Fir'aun's wife was becoming more parishan, putting more pressure on Fir'aun. The sister of Musa alayhi salam, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي يَكْفُلُونَهُ لَكُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ نَاصِحُونَ I know of someone who is very good with children. Let me send for her. Fir'aun says, send for her. But now he's even more suspicious. Even more suspicious. X-ray vision. Sitting on the throne and looking at this woman, the mother of Musa alayhi salam. Imagine a woman separated from her child. Feared for the life of the child. Now the baby is starving, on the brink of starvation. And the mother is reunited with the child whose life that she was fearing for. Is it possible, humanly possible, for her to conceal her motherly affection? Impossible. And Fir'aun is looking now to see if there's any connection. What does Allah say? إِن كَادَتْ لَتُبْدِي بِهِ لَوْلَا أَرَّبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهَا لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ That when the mother of Musa alayhi salam came in front, we snatched the motherly love out of her heart. بعد هواك صبرت أم لم تصبرا وبكاك إن لم يجر دمعك أوجرا أمر الفؤاد لسانه وجفونه فكتمنه وكفى بجسمك مخبرا. Even if a person tries to conceal the emotions, emotions will become evident. Allah says, we snatch the motherly love out of her heart so that she approached the child like a total stranger. Why? Because even the love which your mother shows for you is from the rahmat and mercy of Allah. Parental love is from Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى مِئَةَ رَحْمَةً أَنزَلَ مِنْهَا رَحْمَةً وَاحِدَةً بَيْنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ وَالْهَوَائِمِ وَالْبَهَائِمِ وَالْهَوَامِ فَبِهَا يَتَعَاطَفُونَ وَبِهَا يَتَرَاحَمُونَ وَبِهَا تَعْطِفُ الْمَرْأَةُ عَلَى وَلَدِهَا وَبِهَا تَعْطِفُ الْوَحْشُ عَلَى وَلَدِهَا. Allah, the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah divided His rahmat and mercy into 100 parts. Send one part to this world. 99 Allah kept it back. One part. And this was distributed to the whole humanity. All of jinnat, all the birds, all the insects, all the animals. Any love or affection. One animal will show another. One human being will show another. One bird will show another. Collectively is part of the 100th of Allah's mercy. To such an extent, in one riwayat it is mentioned that an animal lifts its leg up. When the mother lifts the leg, the foal, the baby, inadvertently crawls underneath the hoof of the mother. It is in harm's way. It is difficult for an animal to balance on three legs. Allah's Rasul says, this mother will hold her one leg aloft till it enters the mind of the child to move out of harm's way. Even this difficulty that mother bears to protect her child is from the 100th of Allah's mercy that was sent down. Once Aisha radiallahu anha hears a knock, the door opens. It is the mother, she has two little girls, two babies with her. She's hungry. She is in need. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, all I had in the house was 3 dates. She took the 3 dates, presented it to the mother. The children were pulling the dress, they were so hungry. She took one date, put in the hand of one child. One date, put in the hand of the other child. They were so hungry, they gobbled the date. The hunger was not satisfied, obviously. With one date, it's not going to be satisfied. They had spied the 3rd date in the hand of the mother. They hadn't reached that age where they could discern that my mother is also in need. So they started tugging the leg again. Tugging the dress of the mother again. Aisha radiallahu anha says, I saw the play of emotion on the face of this mother. On the one hand, her need, her hunger. The other hand, the need of her children. She broke the 3rd date into 2 pieces. Gave half to one child, half to the other. She herself went hungry. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came, Aisha narrated this to him, radiallahu anha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha, you are surprised at the love of that mother. Allah has made Jannat wajib for her. Allah has made Jannat wajib for her. This mercy, kindness, affection, even of one's parents, is part of the 100th of Allah's mercy, which Allah has sent into this world. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the other 99, يَرْحَمُ بِهَا عِبَادَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah will use it to show affection to His slaves on the Day of Judgment. Come before Allah in a manner that you have pleased Allah. The other 99 parts of Allah's rahmat is waiting. What does it mean to please Allah? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wallahu ghafurur rahim. Tell them, oh my beloved, if you love Allah, follow me. Follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like Allama Iqbal puts it beautifully, ki Muhammad se wafa tune, ki Muhammad se wafa tune to hum tere hai, ye jahan cheez hai kya, lo qalam tere hai. Come unto the wafadari, allegiance of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah will become yours. Allah will become yours. What army do you need? What technology do you need? What protection do you need? La hafiza illallah, la malika illallah, la raziqa illallah. There is no protector besides Allah. There is no sustainer besides Allah. There is no owner besides Allah. The heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. Nothing lives, nothing dies, nothing advances, nothing declines, except with the permission of Allah. Find Allah and you have found everything. Come unto the wafadari of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, I will become yours. What is this world? Nothing. This dunya is nothing. We will give you the pen of taqdeer. Write down your own taqdeer. Write down your own taqdeer. If you will come unto the allegiance of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after the ihsan of Allah, after the ihsan of Allah, the greatest muhsin upon any human being was Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What ihsan didn't he give for this ummah? What qurbani didn't he undergo? What hardship didn't he undergo? In Mina, he goes to the Banu Hanifa tribe, calling them to Allah. What do? They pick up stones, rocks, start pelting him with stones and with rocks. He's forced to run to shelter. He takes shelter from the Banu Amr bin Sa'sa'a tribe. When he reaches them, he starts giving them da'wah. They say to him, our leader Bukhaira is not here. But what you have said has pleased us, has interested us. But we cannot give you a response until our leader Bukhaira comes. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his heart is light, happy. Perhaps these people will accept. Who was he worried for? Not for himself. People would beat him, would hit him, would hurt him, would maim him, would scoff at him, would persecute him. He would bear it. Why? Zuban-e-hal ke tor par, he was as if he was saying to them, that my ummati, you are beating me today. You are hurting me today. You are maiming me today. I am bearing it tolerantly. Because if you will not listen to my message, what is going to happen to you in the qabr tomorrow? The beating of the qabr, the hardship of Jahannam. For your protection from that, I am bearing this hardship. I am bearing this difficulty. His heart was light. Perhaps these people will accept. When the leader Bukhaira comes, they say, this is that Arab youngster that said it says that he is the Nabi of Allah. With arrogance, Bukhaira turns to him. He says, in the whole of Mina, there is no one more hated in my eyes than you. If my people had not given you shelter, instead of my tongue, I would have spoken to you with my sword. Now get away from here. The camel is brought. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mounts the camel. They were showing little bit Arab hospitality. So they brought the camel. Behind it was their own plot. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mounts the camel, his back is turned. Bukhaira takes his spear, flings it into the flank of the camel, prods the flank of the camel. The camel jerks. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is flung from the camel back onto the ground. Body full of dust. Peals of mocking laughter in every direction. Sacrifice upon sacrifice upon sacrifice. Even in that condition, one baddua. All he had to do, one curse, just raise his hand. And wallah, Allah would have wiped Mina free of insan. But even in that condition, the dard in the heart, the pain in the heart, Allahumma hdi qawmi. Fa innahum la ya'lamun. Allahumma hdi qawmi. Fa innahum la ya'lamun. Wallah, give hidayah to my people because they don't know. Where is that dard today? Where is that concern today? My respected brothers, our elders are saying that ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, "Fattabi'uni, follow me." Tell them, oh my beloved, if you love Allah, follow me. They say ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam without emulating his dard, his pain, his da'wah. That ittiba is adura, it is incomplete. Ittiba. Emulation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only outward sunnah, but inside. What was his dard? What was his pain? What was his cry? What was his concern? Where sahaba say, ghazirun ka ghazir al-mirjal. The sound of a boiling kettle would come from the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ramadan has come. Allah has given us another opportunity. My respected brothers, let us make ghanimat. Appreciate this opportunity. The doors of Allah's mercy are open. Tuftahu fi abwabul jannah. تغلق في أبواب النار تغل في الشياطين. Jannat is open, Jahannam is locked up. Shayateen are tied up. Allah is waiting. Who is there that will knock on the door of Allah? The standing up that we are asked to do, my respected brothers, what is this? This is tawbah over the past, that Ya Allah forgive the past, that I did not make the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the object of my life. And first step to learn this responsibility, to bring our life onto deen. Allah says, we gave you this month for you to become muttaqi. We have to make that effort, come into that environment. So who is ready, inshallah, my respected brothers? Mubarak month of Ramadan. Malaika also are present, many, many more than the human beings here. They are also saying, Ameen. Stand up and give our names. Who is ready, inshallah, to make niyat? Those that haven't been,
Those that haven't been, now is the time to make niyat. 4 months in the path of Allah. Come, my respect. Who's ready? Very, very quickly give our names, mashallah.